Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Well, the Big 12 Conference really needed that win. And congratulations to the Houston Cougars heading to the Final Four for the first time in 4 years. And for the Big 12, first time the conference finds itself in the Final Four since 2022. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12. So obviously an exciting week for us with a Final Four to celebrate. We have not had that for the last couple of seasons, despite some high expectations. And the Big 12 desperately needed this as a conference. Hit that like and thumbs up button on the video. Same thing on the podcast. Drop us that 5-star rating and review. We appreciate you guys being here as always as a part of the show. So Houston takes down Tennessee on Sunday in the Elite Eight. And I'll tell you what, I was nervous going into the game, especially based off of how Houston played against Purdue. But to their credit, they were lights out. They were up 29-8 with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Tennessee scored 15 points. That is the fewest points in an NCAA tournament game in the first half for any number one or number two seed in any round. It was a historically bad first half for Tennessee, but you got to credit. Houston had a very good game plan, especially defensively, and they locked it down from deep. Tennessee only shot 5 of 29, 17% from three-point range, and that was really what did Tennessee in this game and led Houston to a very impressive victory. And the Big 12 getting this win over an SEC team to prevent three SEC teams from being in the Final Four, that is enormous. Absolutely enormous. I cannot overstate that enough, how big of a deal this is. If Tennessee had won this game and we had three SEC teams in the Final Four, first off, we'd all want to blow our brains out. ESPN would forget about the Major League Baseball season. They would forget about the NFL draft. And they would forget about the NBA regular season to basically wax poetic about the SEC having three teams in the Final Four. So we prevented that disaster. We cannot have an all-SEC national championship game because Florida and Auburn are playing on one side, and then you've got Houston taking on Duke on the other side. So, you know, it has been a very chalky tournament, and now all four number one seeds, of course, are in the Final Four. But the SEC teams are on one side in Florida, Auburn, and then you've got Big 12, ACC, Houston, Duke on the other side. So that's where that stands right now. And, you know, there's a lot to talk about with the game and all that stuff coming up that we'll get to. But right now, it is a sigh of relief for the Big 12. That would be absolutely enormous. Now, I did not realize that, and this is why I love having you guys here as a part of the show. Bracket Cat says, we got to get Kelvin this title. It would be his 800th career win. I am going to double check that real quick. Is that right? Well, Wikipedia says he's 797 and 354. I assume that they have not included today's or Sunday's win yet, so that's pretty good. I'll give you that. That's a big deal. But this is, you know, that's a storyline and storybook ending for Kelvin Sampson if he wants to sail off into the sunset after that. But let's not get ahead of ourselves here. The Big 12 needed this in a major way, and they got it in a major way. So now we get the Big 12 back in the Final Four, first time since KU in 22. Of course, KU won the whole thing in 22, which followed up with Baylor's championship in 2021. So the Big 12 now is in a position where if Houston can get it done, and, you know, Houston, people I don't think understand around college basketball just how good this Houston team has been this season. Like, I know they're a one seed, but they feel like they are as underrated a one seed as we've had in a long time coming out of a major conference. Remember, Houston started off the season 4-3. They beat Jackson State. They lost to Auburn. They beat Louisiana. They beat Hofstra. They lost to Alabama. They beat Notre Dame, and then they lost to San Diego State. All right? So you look at this team, they're sitting there at 4-3 after this loss to San Diego State, which came, oh, well, let me pull up the date, November 30th. So since we hit December 1, Houston has one loss. And it's a one-point loss to Texas Tech. That's it. Have you ever seen a team that dominant? I mean, what are they? Let's go back. Let's just do the math here real quick. They are 30-1. Since that loss to San Diego State. That is unbelievable. And would you bump into the random college basketball fan on the streets and do you think they would know that? That Houston is 30-1. That this is the hottest team in the country over the last 4 months of college basketball. And it's not even all that close. Who else is talking about this? Who else has this angle on where Houston is right now? All you kept hearing about for the entire tournament was SEC this, SEC that. Oh my gosh, who's possibly going to take down these guys? You hear about Duke, you hear about Florida. And, you know, even in the Midwest Regional, I felt like you heard more about Tennessee and Kentucky at times than you did the number one seed, which was Houston. And Houston had, by far, of the one seeds, the hardest path to get to a Final Four. Gonzaga was the best eight seed by a mile in this tournament. They were actually underseeded by the advanced analytics. Then they took on Purdue in Purdue's backyard in Indianapolis, which is still nuts to me, but, you know, they got out of that one. And then a Tennessee team that had been right there in the top five all season long to try to get themselves to a Final Four. And now they have a great setup with Duke in their backyard in the Alamo Dome. Listen, I know I have been at times fairly critical of the Houston Cougars fan base, and I stand by what I said at the Big 12 tournament. I thought they should have shown out better in Kansas City. But you guys can prove me and make me look like a fool, and I would be just fine with that because I want Houston to look great. I want Houston to show up and show out in a way where the rest of the country looks at the Cougars and says, holy cow, that fan base is damn impressive. That fan base is bringing something to the table. Not just something, they're bringing extra to the table. And the expectations will be there. If Houston doesn't show up in a big way, people are going to say, what's the deal? We're 3 hours away from you guys. Show up, show out. I expect a massive crowd for the Cougars. I hope for a massive crowd for the Cougars. And I cannot wait to see this scene on Saturday in San Antonio. And it is going to be a great couple of games with the one seeds at play. Florida-Auburn tip things off, 5:09 Central. And then you got the late game, Houston and Duke, 7:49. Both games will be on CBS. So that is going to be, as Jason said, here on YouTube Live, it will be the Cougs' house.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
This episode is sponsored by Mailtrap, an email platform designed to drive your revenue. Go for high deliverability, growth-focused features, and industry-best analytics. Get 20% off for all plans with promo code MAILTRAP25. Check the details in the description below.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
This is great. Also, how about this little tidbit from you guys? The Final Four is ridiculous. These four teams are four of the top 10 KenPom teams ever since it started back in 96 and 97. I think the ratings are going to be huge for these games. You know, it's interesting because we all talk about the Cinderellas. We have not had a lot of, we didn't have any Cinderellas this year. I mean, there were none outside of the Power Four in the Sweet 16. But the ratings were great for this NCAA tournament. So people talk about how they love the Cinderella. Here's the thing. The first weekend is about the Cinderella. After that, it's really about the big dogs. That's the reality for the NCAA tournament. First weekend is about Cinderellas. It's fun. It's exciting. But when you get to the Final Four, with all due respect, you really want your heavy hitters. You don't want your Davidsons. You don't want your FAUs. That's not who you want, okay? You don't want your George Masons. You want your Dukes. You want your Floridas. You want your Alabamas. You want your Auburns. You want your Houstons. You want your, in better years, Kansas. You want your Blue Bloods. You want Kentucky, Tennessee. And this year, we're getting exactly that. And I think Saturday is going to have a big number for college basketball and for CBS. So I just cannot wait. And this thing is shaping out really well for the Big 12. I do wish they drew one of the SEC teams, Auburn or Florida, because I think Duke may be the best team, the most talented team in the tournament with Cooper Flagg. But you know what? I'm going to roll the dice because I do think that these teams match up pretty well. And I think Houston has nothing to be afraid of. I know Duke likes to pour it in, but I get Kelvin Sampson scheming up for a week, putting together a game plan to take on Cooper Flagg and Duke. I'll take my chances with that. If I'm Houston, as much as I might want to avoid Duke, I'd rather be in a situation where I have time to plan for Duke, right? I've got a week to prepare for Duke, and then I have a 48-hour turnaround for one of those SEC teams. If you can get to a championship, I do like Houston's odds better because you get a week to prepare for Duke, and then you got a quick turn on one of the SEC teams. Although, you know, it's kind of like the NFL playoffs. They're looking at all three of these teams. They've got, obviously, eyeballs scouting all three of these teams. The focus will be on Duke, but there will be a game plan to implement immediately if they win this game on Saturday. So I'm pretty fired up for that, and I just can't wait to see how this game plays out. It's going to be fantastic. And yes, as you guys are noting, payback for last year. We all know what happened last year in the NCAA tournament with the Houston Cougars. when they ended up taking on Duke in the Sweet 16 and lost that game. Part of the reason they lost that game, of course, well, they were down Jamal Shedd. He was out for that game. So that was a missed opportunity. They lost by three. And now for the second straight year in the NCAA tournament, we are getting Houston and Duke. And this time, the stakes are much higher because a trip to the national championship is on the line this time around. And I cannot wait. It is going to be so much fun. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Let's see, what do you guys, let me get some of your comments here and see how this thing is playing out right now in the chat room. What do you got for me? Oh, the small town shout out. Let's see, Magnolia, Texas. What do we got there? Magnolia, Texas. Oh, that's 5,300. Looks like this city, though, doubled its population in the last half decade. From about 2,200 to 5,300. My goodness. Oh, it's right outside of Houston. That's why. Houston can't stop growing, right? I mean, that's crazy. I love doing this because we get to look at the map and learn about these small towns northwest of Houston. So that looks like it may be our small town winner of the night as I roll through the chat room here. Very well done. Outstanding work by everybody. I'm looking back on the tournament, too, from a Big 12 perspective, and you guys tell me, the most obvious loss that pains me is the Texas Tech loss to Florida. We are 4 minutes away, 3 minutes away from having two Big 12 teams in the Final Four, and potentially an all Big 12 national championship. Think about that, right? Texas Tech had that game. Texas Tech was in a position to absolutely punch that ticket to the Final Four and set up an Auburn Tech game and a Houston Duke game and potentially look at a Texas Tech Houston national championship, which would have been absolutely incredible. So that one pains me a lot. It really does. But I look at some of the other ones around the Big 12, and, you know, we knew that Iowa State, being a man down, was going to be in a tough spot. But still, not having Iowa State get past Ole Miss, not going to lie, that one hurt. Especially as a 3 seed going against a 6 seed, although I understand that Iowa State, of course, was banged up going into that game. But the Tech loss to Florida is by far the most painful Big 12 loss in the NCAA tournament for obvious reasons. But I look around the tournament as well from a Big 12 perspective. I can't be bummed out by BYU-Alabama. Alabama pours in 113 points. If you're BYU, what are you possibly going to do? Right? I mean, what are you going to do in that spot? Baylor losing to Duke doesn't really hurt me. Once again, Duke's one of the best 3-4 teams in the country, as we know. But Duke took down Baylor and then took down Arizona as well. And that one, you're sitting there and you're like, oh, man. I mean, Arizona was a team that I thought really could make a decent run in this thing. But the 1 seeds were dominant and Caleb Love was great in the game. They just got a tough draw. And Duke, listen, Duke couldn't miss in that game. Duke shot something like 50-plus percent from three-point range in that game. So, like, how are you going to hate in that spot? I mean, yes, you wish Arizona could have defended the three ball a little bit better, but Duke has done a lot of that this season, right? I mean, they just pour it on teams. And that's why this matchup with Houston is just so fascinating for so many reasons. Because you've got, you know, an offensive juggernaut in Duke led by Cooper Flagg against, you know, one of the great defensive teams of this decade. This Houston program has been consistently one of the top defensive basketball teams in America. and going up against the Cooper Flag that, you know, could end up being one of the best NBA players ever to come out of Duke when all is said and done, if he lives up to the hype. And I know that we see college basketball guys who fail to live up to the hype all the time. But, you know, that's what makes this such a compelling storyline going into Saturday. And I cannot wait for it on so many levels. But it has been overall, Houston made this a palatable Big 12 tournament for the Big 12. They started off red hot, right? They went 6-1 in the first round. They then got, what, four teams into the Sweet 16. So they were in a very good position there when all is said and done. You can't hate on them for that. Then, of course, they look like they might get a team in the Final Four on Saturday. Texas Tech blows it. It's coming down to Houston. Houston gets the job done. And that is, you know, just a tremendous, tremendous finish for Kelvin Sampson and this team in that Midwest Regional. And it is going to be a fantastic week and weekend in San Antonio. I can't wait for it. I'm Pete Mundo. We are HeartlandCollegeSports.com. We cover the Big 12. We are glad that you guys are here, as always, as a part of the show. If you guys haven't yet, go to HeartlandCollegeSports.com right now. Sign up for the forums. If you are going to San Antonio, we want to hear about your experience. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Like, we're not looking for anything out of you. We're just looking for more camaraderie from this fantastic Big 12 fan base, this fantastic Big 12 group that we have developed and curated over the years here at Heartland College Sports. We're just looking to hang out. That's it. Literally, there's nothing we're getting out of it. So be sure to check it out. And we will be talking to you guys soon. And yes, with two SEC teams on the other side of the bracket, you know these shows are going to be going fast. SEC undefeated in hypothetical games. The link will be in the show description. Good stuff, guys. We are glad that you are here as always, and we will be talking to you soon. Hit that like button. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great day. Go Big 12. See you later.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.